This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, man. But go and look, I want you to get, what would you guys say? Maybe about 65% of Kings fans, I want you to get them hyped up right now.
I don't know if it's 65%. I feel like it's a lot more. We just, you know, just having a conversation yesterday, it was about Connecticut and the Sun, which I think is an interesting conversation that we could talk about here in a few minutes. But, you know, the Mavericks, the Celtics, the Lakers, the Blazers, they've all sold in recent months. The Bucks, the Suns, different circumstance, but still sold in recent months. And we even asked the question, like, man, why are all these NBA teams selling? The Bucks, if I got this right, the Bucks sold, it was Mark Larson, one owner of like three, sold a 25% stake in 2023. Remember, if you the Bucks were sold around the same time the Sacramento Kings were. For about $550 million. Again, right around, it was about the same. Milwaukee and Sacramento were about the same as when Vivek bought them. $550 million. Mark Lasseray sold his 25% stake in Milwaukee for $3.5 billion. The cost of doing business, if you will, in the NBA is skyrocketing. The Celtics, what, was six plus billion, excuse me. The Lakers, of course, were $10 billion. We're seeing this Blazer sale happen. We heard rumors of another one. I don't know if it's public yet, so I'll leave it out there. But there's going to be another NBA team for sale. And Trista asked the question yesterday, what do you think it would take for Vivek Ranadive to sell the Kings? And obviously, I don't know. I have no idea what that man's interest is, what his financial interest is, what his desire to own this professional basketball team is. He obviously has desires to be rooted deeper in Sacramento because of the Rivercats partnership. Maybe he's just doing the A's partnership for fun. Maybe he's doing it as a way to grow Sacramento. I'm not really sure. I have no idea what Vivek Ranadive's interests are in this basketball team or in life, to be honest with you. But when you look at, I mean, nothing was more stunning than Mark Cuban. Yeah. I mean, the Celtics is surprising. The Lakers is surprising. Mark Cuban, it felt like, lived for the Dallas Mavericks. And despite all of the interest he has, Shark Tank, the gazillion other businesses he has, everybody knew him as the Dallas Mavericks owner. And he just said, for whatever reason, I'm out. It's financially very smart for me to get out. I'm out. And it brought the question is, what do you think it would take for Vivek Ranadive to sell the Sacramento Kings? And what would that look like? Because those are two really different questions. The second one is the one I truly can't figure out.
I don't know. Obviously, everybody's got a price. That's what the Million Dollar Man taught me.
I learned that as a young man.
Yeah, everybody's got a
especially
price.
Especially Virgil.
That poor kid who got the basketball kicked. That was that's the most famous one.
That I can think of, yeah.
That's an all-timer.
I think Rob Van Dam once kissed his feet.
Oh, that was it was Rob Van.
It was a young Rob Van Dam, I believe. That
kissing
kissed
the
Ted
feet,
Didier's
I remember that. I do remember that. That's crazy. But everybody's got a price. I do believe that outside of just like this ridiculous price, I think Vivek and the way he owns this team is kind of like how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I almost like owning an NBA team, being in this club more than I like what I could get for it. Like, I'm already rich. My bank account is already what it is. I'm set for life.
Not paying the second apron stuff.
I was going to say, can I ask, or do we know that Vivek is that?
So, I don't know for sure. But isn't he, or his company, or whatever, doesn't he have stake in, like, a lot of Doko?
I think so. Yeah,
so I
believe
so.
I think he owns
the building.
I could be wrong. I feel like the Kings have a stake in Doko. Mm-hmm. By default, that's Vivek.
Right.
But I wonder if it's one of those things that really smart rich people do where they buy stuff under business. Like, it's not mm-hmm. Vivek Ranadive or Vivek Ranadive LLC or whatever. It's the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. The Sacramento Kings. So, but part of that, again, could be completely wrong. Part of that is when you create a valuation for the Sacramento Kings, it's not just Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and the trademarks and the logos and the uniforms. Most importantly, it's that arena. And then it's the stuff attached to it that they own.
So is that, you're right, but in recent sellings, the arena wasn't involved. Like the people who bought the Lakers, they didn't get crypto.
That's because it's not theirs.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's not theirs to sell.
So they were able to get that type of price. What you just said is right. Like, usually it involved, when you talk about the valuation, it includes the arena.
Right.
That situation, they didn't get the arena.
Right.
And that was their valuation, or that's what they paid for it, right? The Celtics situation, I don't think they got the arena there either.
I don't think they own that.
Right. So
I think, I pay my salary, pal. Don't the Kings own the Golden 1 Center?
I think they do.
That's not a venue from like AEG or anybody.
No, I think they do. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if I don't know for sure. But if you look at the Kings being valuated at, let's just say, $5 billion.
Mm-hmm. Got to be close to that.
With that. Or somebody says, I want to pay you $5 billion for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even including the arena. Potentially. Potentially.
I think it would, though. Because it's owned by the Sacramento Kings.
True.
I mean, I guess you could negotiate. I guess you could negotiate it without the arena.
Right.
But that would be a massive red flag.
Because my
that would be a clear indication that the team is moving.
If I was Vivek and I was the Sacramento Kings, I'd be like, okay, I'm not asking for the $10 billion that the Lakers got. Let's go with half of that. And part of that is the people who bought the Lakers didn't even get the arena. So I'm giving you half of what the Lakers sold for, and I want to keep the arena.
Oh, man.
Other people have done maybe. It. Celtics did it. Like, they bought it for whatever they did, and they didn't get the arena, so it's not unheard of.
No, it's definitely not unheard of, but those aren't arenas that they owned. I guess it all depends on who owns the Golden 1 Center.
I think the Kings.
Is it the Kings or is it like the city? Does the city owe it?
Yeah, I think the Kings do. I think the Kings do. But the whole point of me bringing that up was he could be looking at his valuation.
The The city owns it. The Kings operate it.
Hmm.
The arena is part of the broader downtown commons development. Well, we knew that already.
Which, I don't know if, well, the Kings or Vivek himself is this business. They have stake in the downtown development, don't they?
Yes. I'm trying to see if this, so Doko is operated by JMA Ventures. Trying to look a little bit more into
JM says Lakup owns Chase. No chance Kings own Golden One. I don't think they own it like Lakup does, because Lakup privately financed.
Yeah, he did that. He so did that thing why, that's himself.
100% thing. I don't think the city financed the arena. I think there's a partnership there, or there was some of Vivek's or the Kings' own money that went into the Golden One Center.
Because Wikipedia has never lied to us. The Sacramento City Council voted approval public financing in other terms on May 2014. Total cost of the Golden One Center. God, this seems like a bargain. $507 million. I mean, this is also a top five arena in the league. Like, that's not, you could feel however the hell you want to about the basketball team. This is one of the best arenas in the entire league. The city of Sacramento financed its contribution through the sale of bonds, parking, and economic developments. Vivek may not own any of it.
I think
he may own some of the things around it.
So securing a bag that I think this is probably from the internet. It seems like a 50-50 venture. Sacramento Kings contributed approximately $284 million, and the city of Sacramento contributed approximately $223 million.
Okay.
So it might be a joint venture.
Honestly, I'm getting tired. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, the Sacramento Kings. Sure. So,
and
what is that?
And okay. Vivek is probably
so. What does that mean?
20% of that 200 and something.
So, the Kings would have to get approval. Well, I don't know how this would be structured, because I don't know. Math is not our strong suit here. But I know $284 million is more than $223 million.
Yes.
Can we check that? Jesse gave us the thumbs up. It
confirmed.
Is. Confirmed. Would that, now it's a minuscule more in terms of percentages and a dollar figure that high. So who has final say?
My thought would be the Kings.
Because if you include the arena in any sale, to me, that would be like, yeah, this team is going nowhere. Mm-hmm. If a buyer comes in and goes, I don't want the arena, you can have the arena. I don't care.
They already got plans.
I'll pay you the same. Yeah, I'll pay you the same amount. You can keep the arena. Yeah. I don't want that headache.
Yeah,
that team's going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing I kept thinking about, was like, if the Kings, like, who would buy that team to keep it here in Sacramento? Hmm. Like, if Vivek wanted to sell, if he was done, if he wanted to cash out, who would buy that team? Like, no, yeah, I want to keep that team in Sacramento.
Here's the question I would have for that, though. I genuinely don't know, can these things be broken? Isn't there a 30-year lease between the Kings and the Golden One?
I think
Center? So. So even if they wanted to take the team away, it would have to be 20 years down the road, unless it's an opt out or something like that.
No, because when you break a lease, what happens? You have to buy it out.
But that would, you're right. But the city or whoever would have to agree to that buyout.
Correct.
And if they don't agree, you can't take them.
Correct. That's correct. Mm. But just like when we voted on this stuff decades ago, you'll have to explain to your residents why you turned down $1 billion to buy a bad basketball team out of this lease. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say no,
right?
But you'd have to explain, because again, I know this is difficult for us to understand. There are plenty of people that care nothing about that arena, that basketball team, or Maroon 5 performing there. They don't care. Mm. And all they want to know is, how does this affect my pocketbook? and the city financed this. You can't tell me that didn't cost me anything. I go to park downtown to go to my favorite restaurant now, and I have to pay on Sundays and Saturdays. I didn't have to used to do that. Now the parking per hour is higher, and someone will always say, well, it's because of the arena. It's because of this. It's because of that. All right. You can find people who don't care.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if there's more of those people or more people like us. Mm-hmm. Now, again, none of this is to say this is even a topic of conversation, but there's a lot of I didn't think the Lakers were selling. Didn't think the Boston Celtics were selling. Mm-hmm. Didn't think we're approaching a third of the league selling. I didn't expect that. But here we are.
The other reason why I think Vivek, once again, we're just having a conversation. No indications for somebody just checking in that this is
absolutely
anywhere
none.
Near what's going on.
Just based on other stuff going on in different leagues and so on.
Just like I said, I think Vivek likes being part of this club, this NBA Owners Club. I also just have a feeling. I never talked to Uncle V about this.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, never talked to him at all. Just
no
met
one
him one time.
You. Yep.
But I think he wants this in his family. I think he wants this as family legacy and heritage.
I wonder how nervous Kings fans just got hearing that. We'll come back. Stilo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on D'Lo and KC, just finished up the 13th round.
D'Lo has quit.
You see the chair. D'Lo, everybody watching on YouTube, you see the chair.
It's over.
It's gone. He's gone.
In the truck right now.
He's in the truck as we speak. It's over for D'Lo and Casey. Not really. We ain't going nowhere. But Jesse, while we have a second, we were doing the 13th round. It's talking about Tank versus Jake Paul, November 14th. Tank is finished with boxing. And I knew he was finished. I knew he was finished when he said, I'm going to retire in about a year because I want to get counseling. And I can't get counseling right now because it would mess up. I said, he's done. He's done. His mind, his body, his soul is already out of boxing. And here we are.
They'll get a bag fight. No one's going to really hit each other or anything like that. And then we'll all go home.
You said you're not going
to
watch?
Yeah, there's no reason to.
You're going
to
watch. It's free.
No, I won't.
You're just not even going to turn on the channel. It's like me in an AFC South football
game. No, because that's real football. This is not. This is two guys getting a payday. Like I said, they're not going to really hurt each other or anything like that. They're going to spar for however many rounds, and then they'll shake hands at the end, hug. Oh, yeah, Jake is great, blah, blah, blah.
Do you think...
The cool part about this will be the press conferences leading up.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you think there's anything that can be said during these press conferences that make you think, somebody didn't cross the line and they really gonna fight?
No, I don't think so. We've already seen too many of these fights.
Mm. Yeah. It's a shoot. I couldn't get back in the building.
Oh, no.
Dude, Conley's gonna talk to you later and be like, this is your last day.
It's really over. Yeah, there's zero doubt.
It's not even that for you, it's your actual key fob.
Zero doubt.
Everybody get the key fob, man. Don't mess with the app. App will have some crazy things going on.
It's tough. It was a good run. 5-year anniversary, and it's over.
It's the 17th.
The 17th, yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Officially.
Right when that email show about the coaches and KC came out, oh, man, how the hell you get fired on your day off?
We made it five.
Well.
We made it five.
It was a good run.
Barely.
Barely. It was a good run. We did well. Off to Fox Sports we go. Not because we're desperate, but because not because I'm desperate, just because I want to.
We're gonna win.
We're gonna win. Yeah.
You'd be happy to know we talked a lot of baseball too in the last couple of days because we had to fix that because we never talk.
We spent a full half hour on the show yesterday. Yeah, we still open the show with baseball.
We never talk about baseball.
It's not what YouTube clip showed me. I heard we didn't do that here.
No. Jake Gaiden called in to defend Derek Jeter's honor.
Jake, he did. And then he said, hey, if you keep disrespecting Derek Jeter, I'm going to call AS.
I guess he did. Saw that clip too.
He was late to the party, though. We already took care of that on Monday. Yeah. He was late to the party. Real quick, what do you think about that, man?
Little fella.
You think Derek Jeter's overrated too?
Well, no, not Derek Jeter.
Damn. Wow.
Show some respect, man. Show some respect. Sac State Cal Expo news, rumors, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great. A lot of people are like, nah, it'd be a mess. I think it's great if they could make it happen.
Because
I don't think it's going to happen. I think it'll be difficult to happen on campus.
It sounds great. It feels like we're hearing a lot of stuff. And it's getting difficult to make heads or tails of what's happening. Mm-hmm. Like we saw the groundbreaking for the Republic a few days ago. That's happening. That is definitively a thing that is beginning work. Mm-hmm. I feel like we just keep hearing, here's an idea, here's an idea, here's an idea. We do this. I want this. Let's build this. Let's have that. And it becomes, okay, at this point, well, wake me up when you break ground. Mm. It's exciting. The thought is exciting. It's enticing, just like the idea of Pac-12 was enticing or whatever it is now. It was exciting. But in the end, it was a thought. Right. At some point, we're going to have to put some of these thoughts to execution. I'm not suggesting it's easy at all. I'm just suggesting Everyone has thoughts. Everyone has ideas. It's great to have grand thoughts and grand ideas. When they go public, whether intentionally or unintentionally, you're going to have to start. You got to follow through on something.
They got
to
produce.
Yeah. And so I love the idea. I mean, if it logistically works, makes sense for students and athletes and fans, yeah, I'm all for it. Let's do it. Let's cook. But at some point, give me something past an idea. And that's where I'm at. You got a great, I don't know, can we build it in Elk Grove next to Sky River?
Man, they got space out there too.
Yeah, they got room for, hey, guys, it's a little unconventional, but you're going to head out to the Sky River Casino Stadium in Elk Grove to watch Sac State play. Look, if the 49ers can play in Santa Clara, then why can't the Sac State Hornets play at Elk Grove in Elk Grove?
I saw I was just looking things up when they were talking about college teams that play off campus, because that was like a big concern of people who were opposed to the idea of me and Calex. We're like, no, let's have it on campus. I want it on campus too. I think that'd be perfect. I just don't know how feasible that is, like financially and just with the space. But then I was looking, I was like, what teams play off campus? And there are some notable teams like Miami obviously plays off campus. Mm-hmm. South Carolina plays off campus. Hawaii plays off campus. I think University of Texas, San Antonio. Washington plays off campus. I never knew that.
They
played off campus. It's or 5 miles off of campus.
Okay.
So it's not like the most unheard of. Obviously, UCLA plays off campus at the Rose Bowl. Not the most unheard of thing if they needed to do that. Cal Expo's 3 miles down the street from Sac State.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they get something done, though. I do hope they get something
done. That's it. Get something done. Because there's a lot out there.
I thought, and obviously this doesn't seem to be anything that I don't think either party is interested in. I thought maybe they should talk to the Republic. And potentially, you know, have a partnership and play at the new stadium. But everything I've heard is neither entity is interested in that.
I don't mean to be. Are those different surfaces?
I think same surface, maybe different size.
Definitely a different size. Yeah. You could work around that, but I mean, I guess you could work around the surface thing too. But
I think one of the New England teams in MLS plays at Foxborough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they play there sometimes.
One of the New England what?
The New England MLS teams.
Oh, okay.
New England has
Revolution, I think, or something.
They've got field turf, though. And that's what I think about with Seattle, too. Seattle Sounders play where the Seahawks play, but that's field turf as well. So maybe that's a little easier on maintenance than actual grass. They could do like Al Davis, or Mark Davis, excuse me. Or is it Mark, or is it just Arizona, where they have the surface underneath the on rollers.
That's Phoenix.
Phoenix does it for sure.
The Cardinals, Arizona, stadium, the one in Glendale.
I know for sure they do it. I thought maybe Vegas does it too, but yeah, do that. It's been another.
Oh, I don't think so. Isn't Vegas inside?
It is.
Oh.
But I think they nurture the grass outside.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, it's been another.
What, nurture it to death? Like, the desert sun out there, and hey, first NFL team to play on brown grass.
I think that's what they do in Arizona too, though. And Arizona's hot.
Yeah, Arizona is hot.
Arizona is hot.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know Vegas did that.
Yeah, they nurture the grass and then roll it into the stadium. So they could do that for the Republic and the Sac State football team. Sure. Apparently not.
They won't. But. No. Did you see this WWE ESPN story?
Which?
WrestlePalooza.
Horrible name. I did not see this. The hell?
WrestlePalooza.
At Indianapolis, by the way. Everyone's favorite spot. It's going to be the first
ESPN. Cambridge Fieldhouse, September 20th, live on ESPN's new streaming service.
So this will only be on the streaming service? It won't ever be on ESPN, the channel? Do we know if like if this one will or?
I don't imagine. So they launch tomorrow. ESPN launches tomorrow.
Oh, August. That's right.
You're ESPN right. launches tomorrow. So the idea that you can wait till we'll get wrestling fans at WrestleMania season. Mm-hmm. No. If you want to see this new pay per view, which they were very smart with. John Cena will be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins will be a part of it. Cody, Punk, the big dogs, mm-hmm. they're with the exception of one, will all be a part of this. And that's to get wrestling fans to sign up for this service immediately. Because mm-hmm. it's not on Peacock. I feel like I read two different things. But the premium services, the PLEs, excuse me, they might be moving to ESPN now.
Immediately, huh?
So the awful announcing headline says ESPN will become exclusive home for WWE PLEs starting with September's WrestlePalooza.
The last one for Peacock is the Clash in Paris.
I'm seeing.
Which that flies in the face of what we originally heard, right? Wasn't the original WrestleMania?
That's what I thought, too. But I'm seeing right here, Crown Jewel will be on there, and Survivor Series will be on ESPN.
Except, this is where WWE's getting really obnoxious.
That name, Palooza.
WrestlePalooza is trash. It's also on September 20th because that is the day of AEW's All Out pay-per-view.
It's been their thing lately, too.
Yeah. That...
These are the types of things that make me hope they get their ass kicked. Like, not even, it's like, let them live. Like, right. It's better for everyone that there's another wrestling company.
100%.
It's better for you. It's better for the development of your talent. It's better for the guys and girls in the business. Mm-hmm. But they just live by that Vince McMahon 1980 crush your competition thing. Where you squash all these small promotions. This isn't a small promotion. They have money backing them. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing?
And hell, Vince didn't even do this, did he?
Oh, absolutely.
He put pay-per-views on the same day?
Absolutely.
I didn't even realize.
He created Survivor Series as a way to undercut a Jim Crockett Promotions pay-per-view. Where he said, if you air their pay-per-view, you can't have WrestleMania. And WrestleMania was already a proven pay-per-view draw. And some people were like, F you, we're going to air it anyways. Do what you want. Obviously, he didn't pull the card or he didn't pull the pay-per-view. But other companies were like, oh, well, we don't want that. So we'll dump that Jim Crockett. It's ultimately what led... It's one of the many things that led to Jim Crockett Promotions going out of business, Ted Turner buying it, and what we later became known as WCW to be formed.
Damn, I didn't know he was, yeah, that's whack. That's whack. And like you said, I don't think maybe they don't care. Maybe they do understand it and they don't care. But it's better when there's at least one other promotion that's out there as well.
So shout out to Awful Announcing which is always such a difficult title because it's not like trashing anybody. It's literally just media news. In the original announcement, ESPN said it would become the exclusive home of WWE, US WWE PLEs beginning at WrestleMania. They follow that up with, it has been reported that the arrangement between WWE and Peacock had already reached its total number of required dates. That's the reason ESPN got the green light to go much sooner. So if you were a wrestling fan thinking you had until WrestleMania to figure out how you were going to watch WWE PLEs, you now have a month. You have a month to decide if your TV service allows you to sign in or if you have to figure out some alternative to get this new service.
Yeah, when are they going to answer that? I think it starts tomorrow.
It starts. We'll find out tomorrow when I try to log in with my ESPN TV account.
Yeah, that's
WrestlePalooza.
That's wild.
That is shame. Hey, what do you want to do this weekend, honey? Watch WrestlePalooza. What do you want to do? Can you imagine? Like, hey, what'd you guys do this weekend? Oh, I sat at home and watched WrestlePalooza.
That is not.
I don't know. WrestlePalooza sounds so much stupider than WrestleMania.
WrestleMania sounds cool.
WrestlePalooza.
Sounds like something
Jesus
for losers.
Christ, Jackson.
While we're here, though, congratulations to Naomi and Jimmy.
Oh, that was a pretty cool. Yeah. That was a pretty cool thing, the way she announced her pregnancy when she said the bloodline continues. Yeah. That was pretty great.
I think they said she's 7 weeks pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She took some bumps in the last 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess everything's okay.
Nah, that was pretty great. Shout out to Naomi too, who left the company, came back, and has had, at I think 37, the best run of her career by far. One of the best heel characters, I think, in the company. Cut like a heel slash real person promo in like a 5 or 6 minute period. And said, no, this was great. I'm the dopest in the game. I'm leaving to go have a baby.
Yeah.
It was awesome. That was awesome.
Shout out to
WWE for getting behind it the way that they did with the clips of Jimmy backstage, the clip of Roman watching. I thought all that stuff was very good.
And shout out to WWE for as well for having that great R-Truth moment and then just nothing happened.
Is R-Truth still in the company?
Yeah.
I know they did something with John Cena where he like welcomed back the real John Cena or something. I didn't see it. I saw it pop up like as a push notification to see. I just didn't watch it. They basically said, all right, Ron, we'll pay you. We're not going to do anything with you, but we're going to pay you.
Got this promo. Got everybody.
You know what? Headlining WrestlePalooza is R-Truth. They even came out with like Ron Killings merchandise. Can you imagine having so much money you could just throw it away like that? Okay, no. We're going to sign you. We're going to do a bunch of merchandise, and then you'll just never be on TV again. What'd you say, Jesse?
I mean, people bought the merch, no?
I don't know.
It was a moment.
Well, they wanted to see him.
Never saw him again. Mm. He cut his dreads off, and that was it.
And Hunter said, too bad, pal.
Hunter. That guy.
Too bad, pal.
Oh, there was some list that came out, too. It had Batista as the number one wrestler turned actor, but it had Dwayne at number two and Cena at three.
Who the hell was number one?
Batista.
Oh, Batista was number one. I'm sorry.
I didn't see the rankings. I did see they had him.
Well, that's stupid. I get Batista was in the, like, he was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, hold on. He is a better actor than Dwayne. Dwayne made more money, but, like, he's all the movies. Like,
I don't like Dwayne. He's not a bad actor.
He's not bad.
His recent stretch of movies has not been great.
Batista's a good actor.
Yes,
I think Batista's good. I haven't seen everything he's done, but
I've tried to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 15 times.
Oh, that's just you, brother. He's great in that.
No, I'm sure it is. I just don't care enough.
He's done other movies though, where he's got like range and stuff like that.
I saw one where he was working with like a kid. Like, I can't remember if he was a cop or a thief. I can't remember what it was, but I know I saw it. Okay.
My prediction is Roman will be the best when it's all said and done. John Cena's really good, too. John's good.
John's a good actor?
Like, all
he's
things
funny.
Considered.
I thought he was funny in Trainwreck. he was very funny in Trainwreck.
All things considered. Wrestling actor, I think he's pretty good for it.
You said Cena was three?
Yeah, Cena was three. Then after that, I got to like, Roddy Piper was fourth. So I was like, all right, no. That list.
Kick ass and chew bubble gum.
It's like, this is the bad movie part of the list.
I'm all out of bubble gum.
I don't know. I'll pull up the list right now.
I don't know how many.
Bubble gum.
I don't know how many like wrestlers have acted, though. Like, really. Like, I know. Like, The Undertaker was in Suburban Commando. I think it was before he even made his WWE debut, or right around the time.
Yeah,
He's in a Suburban. He's in that Hulk Hogan movie, Suburban Commando.
Piper was fourth. Cope was fifth, formerly known as Edge.
Cope. God damn it. I've seen his movie, Cope, too.
I seen it.
He had a movie?
I guess.
Not his movie, but he was in one. I seen it. I was like,
Kevin Nash is sixth.
Edge.
Hulk Hogan is seventh.
Kevin Nash was in Magic Mike.
Number eight is Big Show. And then there's Jesse Ventura at nine. And then 10 is Andre the Giant.
Jesse Ventura.
They have no respect for
Well, the biggest movie is Andre.
Mr. Mom.
The biggest movie is Andre's. The Princess Bride is probably up there with Guardians of the Galaxy.
This was the Hollywood Reporter's list, by the way. Their top 10.
It's a good publication.
Was that the name of the movie? Mr. Mom or Mr. Nanny?
Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny.
Yeah, Mr. Nanny.
I didn't see that. I didn't see
I actually don't think I saw that one either. About Randy Orton. Wasn't Randy... Oh, no, they wouldn't let Randy Orton be the Marine.
The Miz was the Marine at one point.
Yeah, Randy Orton was originally, I think...
why didn't they let Randy Orton?
He was dishonorably discharged.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In real life.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, dude, we can't do this.
Damn.
So he lost that role. I think it went to Miz. I don't think it was Cena. I think Cena did the first one, then he went to Miz. Cena's not bad.
Randy Orton was a menace back then from all the stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Like, really bad.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he was an absolute.
If you opened up your bag that day and there might have been something in there.
Yep. Yeah, he was a disaster.
Randy turned his life around completely.
Yep. Yep.
He's like A-Rod.
No, he's not A-Rod I'd go with. I don't really know who to equate Randy Orton to, but Randy Orton with us now.
He is. Shout out Randy.
Him
and Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash is hilarious. Kevin Nash, blacker than anyone in this room. Like, that man is funny. That dude was 36 years old walking around with his headband on backwards.
Jack Davis says, let's not forget, too, Ted DiBiase Jr. was in the Marine, too.
Oh, good call, Jack. That's a good call, Jack.
Isn't that one of Brett Favre's people?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's facts.
DiBiase Jr. is?
Yeah. Both of them. I think both of them were. Yep. Oh, man. No one in jail over that, by the way.
He's just kind of just out here.
No one is in jail.
Going to volleyball tournaments.
Did you see?
Kings games too.
What?
Didn't Brett Favre go to a Kings game once?
Yeah.
Well, I think that was prior.
Oh, I gotcha.
He went with Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, they were here for a volleyball tournament.
It's like, hey, why are Chuck Liddell and Brett Favre courtside?
Vivek needs to treat these Kings games like SeaWorld. All right, I want to see somebody different every game. Bring Genuine here. Bring Genuine and have him sit courtside.
Here come the Ying Yang Twins. Oh, here's Fat Joe. Why wouldn't someone bring Cam and Mace? Like, together.
They were at the, this was a couple years ago, but they were at the Suns game. I remember seeing them. They were sitting courtside.
But they didn't perform.
No, they didn't perform.
SeaWorld, they was performing. They wasn't just showing up.
I don't know if Mace performs.
Mace barely raps anymore. Like, yeah. He'll dust off a freestyle once in a while.
Bad boy stuff. Like, I don't know if he performs.
He said he was going to drop an album when they thought, I think it was the day Sean's trial started.
Yeah.
And he just, or he was going to do something the day Sean's trial started, and it just never happened.
I'm with you. Bring Cam and Mace to the Golden 1 Center.
Well, 102.5 presents Cam and Mace, or KC presents Cam and Mace, because who knows? Who knows who will be left by 5 o'clock?
See, mine was just the app not working. Yours is like the actual key fob not working.
No, mine's the app.
Oh, the app? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I don't have
a
key fob.
Okay.
They never gave me one. They've been anticipating this moment for 5 years. Won't come back. We mentioned the WWE and ESPN. ESPN is buying everything. I'm genuinely curious how you feel about this news that came out because there is a media rights deal that's being finalized and it's one that has been covered at a single digit fraction of the way that the NBA one was covered. That might be part of the problem. We'll explain. James Hamm at the top of the hour, D'Lo and KC, Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And he's not back. I wonder if they got him.
Telling Kenny about how they're going to fire you after this.
Probably pull KC into the office. Hey, you have access to everything, right? Because
he's doing the Michael Scott, hey, I'm going to fire Stanley right now, so yeah, just act surprised.
Right, act surprised. Hey, yeah, so they just told Kenny, like, okay, so when D'Lo packs up all of his stuff, just act like you're when D'Lo calls you after the meeting, just sound like you're surprised.
Yeah, act like you didn't know.
Yeah.
No, what are you guys talking
And then
talking
we'll just
about,
launch
man?
We'll launch the new KC graphics. We'll give them a day to mourn, and then we'll launch them, like, say, Friday.
Hey. Look, you guys, people believe you guys. This is nonsense, right? By the way. This is nonsense.
Everything I've said is truth. I received an email for a huge show that I'm not a part of, and my key doesn't work anymore.
My key does not work as well.
You saw how long it took me to get back from going to the bathroom.
It was the update.
I legit got a call half hour ago asking if we were getting bumped for Rich Eisen, so I don't know what's going on.
Yo! Right there.
That's facts.
There's graphics all over the internet about Leezy and KC.
Kind of foreshadowing.
Man. Got Kyle Mattson over here doing little backroom handshake deals with Miller.
What time is Rich Eisen's show? I thought it was a morning show.
Person who called in thought it was 12 to 4. At least that's how it's being discussed, I think.
I thought Rich was like 9.
Did you watch him the other day?
I did. You know what? It might be 12 Eastern time because I think
that
Rich
makes
is,
sense.
I think Rich has always started at 9.
That makes sense.
I did. I thought it was terrific.
I didn't. I missed.
I thought
that.
It was great. Yeah. There was something. Obviously, there was something very nostalgic about like Rich Eisen. That's kind of dope. Rich Eisen on SportsCenter, and then, you know, the tribute to Stu was. Yeah. Absolutely terrific. Just absolutely terrific.
With this new ESPN app, they should have a SportsCenter stream. Like, why not?
I think they do.
That would be great.
I think they do.
That makes sense.
Or maybe That might be wrong. There's something very specific about SportsCenter. Maybe it's their maybe you can get SportsCenter on demand.
Yeah, can't you create your own SportsCenter?
Well, you can essentially create your own. Yeah, you can determine what highlights they run for you. Won't be Kings highlights because we know ESPN doesn't show those. But if you're a Laker fan or a Cowboy fan, you're in heaven. I think maybe it's that you can access any SportsCenter on demand. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, rather than a continuous stream of SportsCenters. It's did you want to catch SVPs? Did you want to catch the one Rich Eisen did? Did you want to catch the six? Whatever. You could watch it that way.
I think they should absolutely do that. Like you've got the bandwidth with the channels and the streaming and all this other stuff. Just have a SportsCenter channel. Now, obviously, they would have to update, because you got new games, new highlights, all this other stuff. But starting at, I don't know, 11 o'clock Eastern, or maybe 11 o'clock Pacific, you just have that same SportsCenter just play continuously on that station. Although, they kind of do that already on ESPN.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when the stupid-ass World Series isn't ending, we could get back to having our shows. TC on the line. James going to join us in 10 minutes. James Hammond, the Insiders, in 10 minutes. TC on the line right now, 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening?
Man, what's up, two brothers?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, just vibing. Hey, D-Lo, man, I see my boy was on a little mini vacation, bro. My boy back, man.
Nah. Don't do that, TC. What was that nonsense earlier about oatmeal cookies and how I feel you, D-Lo? What was that? Oatmeal raisin.
Let me fill you in. Listen up. So what I mean by, because that's my favorite cookie, oatmeal raisin. But I forgot about it. Y'all like chocolate chip, right? When I heard you say, oh, ain't nothing wrong with oatmeal and chocolate, I said, that's right, D-Lo. That's my dog. His favorite cookie, oatmeal raisin. But I forgot y'all like chocolate chip, bro.
See? Okay. To be clear, having oatmeal in a chocolate chip cookie, perfectly acceptable. Mm-hmm. Having oatmeal in a cookie that also involves raisins, that's a pass for me, dog.
That's not going to get the job done.
That's TC. No, bro, that's TC and Tasha, that's all you.
All right, look, hey, it's all good. Hey, I ain't got no Niners. I ain't got no Niners or Kings, bro, because look, it sounds like I'm going to keep saying the same thing. Y'all know how I stand on Shanny and Perry trying to work his magic. That's the type of season we are right now. Other than that, oatmeal raisins, man, the top cookie. Put a poll out, Chatty House, let me know.
Pause. Easy. Easy. Easy.
They're polling themselves.
Yeah. Brad, put your polls away. TC said, I ain't got nothing to say. It's going to feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over again. TC, have you been listening this summer? Have you not been paying attention to what we're doing? I mean, for God's sakes.
Kuminga watch.
It's like day 50 or something.
Scooter's like, yeah, and count me in there. Give me an oatmeal raisin cookie and I'm a happy Scooter. What is, like, how? How do you even get to that point in life where it's like, oh, oatmeal raisin cookies?
I have no idea. That, like, doesn't make any sense.
My grandpa liked oatmeal raisin cookies, but he was also my grandpa. So
Grandpa like them?
I don't know.
That just
doesn't... Remember them joints that was frosted? He'd buy those, too.
Oh, they still get those. Ryan loves those.
With the little pink frosting on top?
Yeah.
Those are bad for you. Those are good.
Those are what?
I said they're bad for you, but they're good.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, Ryan.
I had to stop myself from getting another cookie when I filled up this water. Them cookies that are out of there on that counter are fire.
They were good.
Nah, they were fire.
I have a half-eaten one over here.
Really?
Yeah.
You talking about these cookies right here?
Yes.
Yeah, you're kind of overdoing the cookies, I think, today.
Oh, I'm just hungry?
Okay, might be what it is. Yeah, right. Motorhead cookies, like those are like, oh, wow.
No, Motorhead cookies are, those are the ones.
Have we said where we got these from?
I don't know.
Do we know? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, no, just to find, these are the kind of cookies I could get at the store if I want. Like, these are fine.
Is that where they came from?
No, I think they came from an establishment, so I don't want to say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so can I tell you, you know what? This is why y'all hating. Those are chunks in there.
No, they're fine.
No,
that
doesn't have a... It's the oatmeal.
Oh, the oatmeal really bothers you. Yeah, do you not like oatmeal?
No, I do. I just don't want it in my cookie.
I can get a better cookie at Costco.
I don't think that's true.
Than this one.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I can do that.
I want to know where those cookies came from. Did Pamela Love bring those in here?
No, because she was like, I don't know where they're from. They're not from Motorhead.
Well, they're definitely not. They're definitely not. That's cat, man. Those cookies are good. I'm going to ask Vanessa where those cookies came from.
Yeah, like I said, if they would have took the oatmeal out.
Now y'all are upsetting me.
If they would have took the oatmeal out, it would have been official. Would have been official.
Bro, those are seeing eye single cookies. Let's be real.
Hey, that okay.
No, yeah, those are seeing eye single cookies. No, you're right. Oh, wow, these cookies are so... No, bro. Like,
that's too far.
It's a fine
cookie. You're doing too much.
No, I'm not. I think you are.
Okay, so see, no, this is different than the way it used to be. Charlie is walking with purpose, and it leads me to believe he's walking directly to the studio.
Uh-oh.
I told you, I could see him walking with purpose from all the way back there. He's a mile away. What is it?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay, see, y'all are wrong, man. Those cookies are good. Y'all are bugging.
I mean, look.
And you know what? You can say what you want to about Chick-fil-A, because they don't bring us anything. They bring the wake-up call everything.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, they got to step that
They
up.
Probably had a full spread of chicken and breakfast sandwiches and the little biscuit things.
I don't know if they still do it, but McDonald's used to have some good cookies.
Oh, bomb.
Yeah. Bombs. Like almost like fresh out the oven time. Hell don't yeah. do that, dude. Don't do Hell that. Yeah. Don't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, no, yeah, don't
yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
No, no. You don't even know. No. You don't even know.
No.
Do the Shaq voice. You don't know nothing about cookies. Do it.
Look at you over here pulling strings.
That was so the suggestion was so hilarious, I couldn't even get it. Don't talk to me about you don't know nothing about.
No. When you said you don't know nothing about birthdays, you ain't never had a birthday. It's funny.
Shout out Shaq. Make sure you guys go to these Sac State basketball games. Shaq will be there. I don't know that.
I'll buy a ticket.
Me.
I don't have any friends at Sac State, so I'll buy a ticket there. To go with everybody else.
You're gonna have to buy one in case we get them for free.
Yeah. Hey, Kenny, man, is it cool? Can I get into this Monday game?
You gonna be on the field at Sac State football like Marco Irvin, just like me. We there, just like Michael Irvin.
One, I have a lot of reason to believe that that's not true. Two, I want to be in the Sky River tent where the wine and those sliders that you introduced me to on the last game of the season.
What is it?
Was it the Causeway? Grill? I think it was the Causeway. Casey was like, you just got to try these. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. I got my wine. I got my popcorn. I'm good. He was like, no, try it. And now I don't think I've stopped thinking about them since.
I think that's Buckhorn Grill.
It is.
What kind of sliders
were they? Gosh.
Were they brisket?
I think so.
It was something pulled. Maybe it wasn't brisket. It was pulled pork? I don't think it was pork, though. It was fire, though. It's like Kenny was like, these sliders, just try one. Okay. Jesus.
I get them every time.
Yeah, it is incredible.
Every time.
I'm going to gain 7 pounds during Sac State season.
But you have access to both, bro. You can go right there.
We don't know that to be sure.
No, dude, look, you're going to be right there.
Let me read can I read the email out loud to everybody? Hold on. Let me read the email. Let me tell you what I received. Kenny and I haven't even talked about this. I just decided I have to laugh rather than be... Got upset.
No.
Let me read it.
Let me cut his mic. Hold on.
As we gear up for the Sac State Hornets football season, Sky River is hosting the season kickoff for the Coach Marion Show live on ESPN 1320. Pause right there. This is something we've worked on for months. Like, we have known about this. We have discussed this. It has been a subject of conversation. This one-hour live event brings together alumni, sponsors, and other key stakeholders with Coach Marion. You want to read the last line?
Go ahead.
Read it.
And our very own Casey.
I didn't put this email together. Now.
So I looked at this email like, Sac State, Sky River, live on ESPN 1320.
Now, wait.
And then I get to work, and my key don't work.
How are they going to attach you to the show and you don't even got to
come back? Not only do I get to work, my key. Mind you, this is 2 days after both Miller and Complex say, hey, let's meet after the show on Friday.
That's when I don't have any.
So what my belief is, JC sent this email out 2 days early.
Now, look, I will say this. This is what I believe is going on. It's separate from, we're going to talk to Coach Marion every week on D-Lo and KC.
You tell me.
I think that's
you tell me.
I think we talked
to you. You said D-Lo and KC or Leezy and KC?
D-Lo and
that
KC.
Graphic was also released early as well.
I think. I believe I don't want to say a day or say it too much, but I think we're gonna talk to him every day. I think that's once a month.
You're the boss, man. You tell us. Be bored up in that show on free time on Wednesday too.
Well, we trying to figure out, Jesse, what working past your hours is called. We don't even know.
Oh yeah, we couldn't come up with what it's called when you work past your hours. Out of time, extra time.
What's it called in soccer? Extra time?
It's out of time. It's extra time when it goes to the what is that word? I can't get that word.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We won't know nothing about that over here.
We'll never get it anyways.
Reduce my time.
Well,
shout out to the Chatty House. Who's got the name of it in there?
What a day.
Oh, brother.
What a day.
Do we have time to talk about the what ESPN is adding?
Yeah, they're buying Major League Baseball TV.
That's a trip.
So MLB, and I had no idea until this morning that MLB is working on their media rights deals. Mm-hmm. And Apple is out?
Yeah. I know you're a big proponent of Apple, and
no,
I think it's good, but
I'm not a big proponent of Apple. I just don't think Apple TV is the worst. I understand it's so, like, soccer is so, because they have, I think they still have the MLS, and that was trying to be their big thing. They don't have enough programming to pull, like, you, unless you're an MLS fan, it doesn't matter.
I don't know when the last time I went to the Apple TV app
was. Yeah, like, the series are so limited. Mm-hmm. That, and I think the cost, and maybe they raised it and I didn't notice, it's like $5. And there's a reason for that.
I like Apple TV. I watched what was the show? The basketball show. Was it Swagger?
O'Shea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that. I like the layout. I like Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV.
The morning show is really good.
Yeah, I never go to that app, and I would never, I'd end up never watching Friday Night Baseball because I would never be on. I wouldn't even remember.
So
that it was
I
going
think
on.
Peacock is in.
Yeah, I think Peacock and NBC are getting Friday nights now. And
yeah.
I think they're getting Sunday nights too.
And Netflix bought the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
Netflix is all about the events.
As we bring James Hamm in of the Insiders, I'll ask everyone this question. Is this a problem? Like, baseball keeps moving. We keep hearing about disagreements on, you know, with ESPN, Sunday Night Baseball, ending all that. If you're a baseball fan, do you know where to find baseball?
Right now, yes. I think them getting on board with NBC is big time for them.
Yeah, because they'll get promotion. Yeah. They'll get big time promotion.
That'll be big time for them. They're going to have, I think one of the things I read was NBC now has set themselves up to be a 12-month-a-year big-time broadcasting. Like, yeah. Sunday night, whatever, is 12 months. They've got football, basketball, and now baseball. So they'll get the love, they'll get the attention that they deserve. ESPN, as of late, like, they hadn't even really been giving Sunday Night Baseball any love. So I think that'll help them for that. I think – I didn't read on whether or not they are. I think they're still with Fox and FS1. That's a good look. I think it's better just because the Apple TV thing, Friday nights was getting lost.
Well, I like, for me, it's great too. I didn't have Apple TV, so I just missed those games. Like, throwing it on NBC or whatever now is gonna be, I feel like that's easier for people to reach.
Yeah. This is a good move. I think it happened kind of on accident because I don't think they wanted to leave ESPN as
right.
like Sunday Night Baseball.
Right, right, right.
ESPN
right.
made that decision and forced them to pivot, and they forced them to look and see who was out there interested, and they got in a better situation.
It seemed like ESPN didn't want them at first. Then numbers were going up this year, and ESPN kind of came back to it. Mm-hmm.
And now they've got MLB TV, which I don't know how that's going to work. Just like I'm not exactly sure how NFL Network thing is going to work either.
I think Fox and TNT are out.
Fox and TNT. TNT actually did a really good job. They were also kind of forgettable with Tuesday nights. I like their broadcast, though. Obviously, we've talked about the studio show a number of times. I like TNT, TBS, but they'd get lost in the shuffle on Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.